The rate-making process for all lines of insurance has a general standard that rates cannot be inadequate, excessive, or unfairly discriminatory. And I want to emphasize the inadequate part, because usually the feedback I get is that rates are too high. And I know that's what you think, and I think you're absolutely right. They are high. They're very high. They're unaffordable. And this is the fourth presentation I've done in 2 days to talk about this, and I hear that back. I can't afford this anymore. And I don't have all the answers. I told somebody in Ketchikan yesterday, if I had all the answers to this, I'd probably be someplace other than here. But I don't. But what I would tell you is, we look at inadequate rates. One of our primary missions is insurance company solvency, solvency oversight. An insurance contract is a promise to pay. It's a promise to pay a claim if and when you have one. And I think our primary goal is to make sure when you have a claim, there's money to pay that claim. Shortly after I took this job, like within 3 months, there was a major insurance company insolvency. And most of you have paid as a result of that insolvency special assessments for guarantee funds. I watched the effect of an insurance company insolvency. It happened to be a company that had written about a third of our work comp market. There were over 800 injured workers. There were 400 employers who would have received that financial burden back, who really probably had no idea that they could be on the hook for up to, there was one claim in that group of over estimated reserved at $5 million. I don't know any small business that can absorb that kind of financial burden, particularly when you don't even know it exists. You bought insurance, you assume they're going to pay your claim, and all of a sudden there's no money. In that particular instance, there was also a failure or an inability of the guarantee fund to fund at that level. So, I mean, I've seen, and many of you saw that, so I've seen the effect of insolvency.